Aspra, 24 concepts for changing the web and the world. 1. Smart provisioning. Everybody buys certain goods on a regular basis, such as food. So instead of repeatedly making orders for the same goods over and over again, you should be able to subscribe to them in the same way that you can subscribe to services. If you buy the same stuff from your retailer of choice every week, why can't they just offer the same order to you again? Basically, they can prompt you in advance if you want your standard order or do you want to make changes. That way, they always have your permission and knowledge before they ship the goods. This makes shopping for essentials more of a pleasure than a chore. Aspra enables this form of smarter shopping from vendors who are members of the Aspra network, so you can spend more time doing what really matters. 2. Ubiquitous interfaces. Why do you need a keyboard or a PC to interact with the internet? Aspra provides various interfaces that enable you to interact with it in a suitable manner, regardless of location and what device you are using to connect with the network. If you are connected by cell phone, you can use voice to interact with the network. If using a PC, you can use the traditional keyboard and mouse if you wish. One key aspect of the ubiquitous interfaces enabled by Aspra is a software agent that can act on your behalf. It has knowledge of your needs, wants, to-do list, address book, and diary. As such, you can delegate certain tasks to it and it will carry them out. It can also automatically take care of various arrangements such as scheduling meetings based on your availability and location, referring back to you when it needs a decision or permission from you. The agent can take care of trivial details for you, allowing you to focus on the important things in your life. Over time, the agent will become better at serving you based on its interaction with you and your usage of Aspra, making life easier, giving you your own personal assistant or secretary online. 3. Trust-rooted transportation. Aspra allows you to avoid the use of expensive and inflexible delivery companies by using your trust map to arrange for delivery via members of the Aspra network. For example, if someone is making a car journey from Manchester to London on business or pleasure, there is no reason they can't carry something extra in the boot to a drop-off point on their way from which it can be routed to its destination. In fact, if they do a good job of it, they will be rewarded by a boost in their reputation as well as receiving pack use for rendering the service. For premium delivery services, where the goods in question are of a certain value or fragility, or must be delivered within a tight time frame, there will be specialist service providers who can take responsibility for doing so. This will no doubt include the traditional delivery companies who have chosen to become members of the Aspra network with all that entails. Trust-rooted transportation isn't just for the delivery of goods. It can also form the basis of a next generation of carpooling, enabling personal travel without increasing reliance on badly run, overcrowded public transport or expensive commercial travel services. 4. Contextual summaries. Given the increased quantity of information that living in the 21st century requires us to deal with, Aspra provides the facilities to enable the creation and maintenance of high-quality summaries that provide various points of view and are available in whatever form we might prefer, such as text, audio, etc. 5. Augmented live workspaces. Society is changing. People are exploring new ways of living and working in the quest for personal fulfillment and development. The age of the network expands the possibilities for working and living. By using the collective intelligence of the Aspra network, we can create live workspaces that enable a better way of living, one with a higher quality of life, more sustainable, and more rich in relationships and community, and therefore richer in meaning. Imagine walking into a place where Esper knows that there are people who share your interests and or contacts and facilitates a meeting by texting your phone to alert you to this. This is just one of the ways that Esper can augment the places we live and work. Another is that these places can also be drop-off or pick-up points or destinations for trust-based transportation. 6. Mesh identities. Nicknames, nom de guerre, screen names, pen names, and pseudonyms are the predecessors for mesh identities. In literature, for example, the writer Lane Menzies Banks writes science fiction as Lane M. Banks, whereas he writes literary fiction as Lane Banks. This allows him to maintain separate identities as a science fiction writer and as a serious writer. Another well-known example for literature is Stephen King's use of the Richard Bachman pen name in order to publish more than one book a year. There is a tradition for Hollywood's film actors to adopt a screen name. For example, Archibald Leach became Cary Grant and Norma Jean Baker became Marilyn Monroe. Esper allows you to have multiple identities, each with its own reputation and trust map. There are many useful applications of this, particularly in a celebrity-obsessed culture where someone's fame can hinder their ability to interact and transact in a normal manner. It also facilitates the handling of certain sensitive matters in a secure and pseudonymous manner. It can also be a way of safely expressing your multiple personas as you participate in various communities of practice or interest. 7. Cultural market spaces. People enjoy being in cafes, galleries, and social spaces due to the relaxed surroundings and the good company. Esper can augment these spaces in a similar way to what it does for live workspaces, making them better places for leisure and business. Such a space can add to its revenue-generating activities by incorporating displays of appropriate and tasteful selected goods available via the Esper network. The very taste that makes the spaces such good places to be can make them more financially successful and viable without tying up capital in goods of uncertain saleability. 8. Uni-messaging. There are many modes of communication available to us in this age, depending on our location and ability to connect to the internet and cell phone networks. Esper ensures that no matter where you are, you can get all your messages no matter what form the message originated in and what communications medium you are reachable by. So if you need to, you can get your email messages as voicemails and vice versa. Instant messages can be sent to you via SMS and you can respond in the same manner. Esper will transparently convert messages to a suitable form depending on how you are currently connected to the network by using Esper's ubiquitous interfaces. 9. Peer-based education. Education for the 21st century is evolving. Wikipedia shows us some of the possibilities. Self-directed lifelong learning means that each of us will become capable of both learning and teaching, and in far more creative and collaborative ways than traditional educational institutions currently allow, and in ways that foster social and communication skills. Within Esper, members can receive tech use for facilitating the learning of others. It provides an alternative avenue for expertise to be recognized and rewarded. 10. Free information infrastructures. With Esper, the value is in the network. It is therefore in the interest of Esper and its members for as many people to be able to access the network as possible, thus growing the network. Esper will therefore sponsor the deployment of free wireless networks as widely as possible, benefiting from the resultant activity on the network. 11. Augmented dialogue. We have conversations of various kinds in various places. Some of the most important being those related to the common interest, traditionally regarded as politics. ASPRO will enable enriched democratic conversations in public spaces and new forms of conferences, augmented by contextual summaries and voting systems, amongst other things. As with many things enabled by ASPRO, the physical world will be reflected in the virtual and vice versa. One form of augmented dialogue that will be enabled is collective journalism. Everybody has a camera phone these days and everyone has a point of view. ASPRO enables people to report events that they have witnessed personally without being filtered out by the traditional media establishment and publish those reports globally in various formats in order to help to improve democracy and accountability. Likewise, collaborative filmmaking and music production or composition will also be enabled by leveraging ASPRO's collaborative media platform. 12. Trust maps. ASPRO provides trust maps as a mechanism for improving the quality of search results based on who you know and how much you trust them on particular subjects. An example. A person, Peter, trusts another person, Mary, on a subject, cars. So Mary enters Peter's trust map for any car-related subjects. When another person, Rudolph, does a search for something related to cars, if Peter's in his trust map, the search will include results from those people who are in Peter's trust map on the subject of cars, such as Mary. 13. Neo-guild commerce. Hiring professionals to carry out work such as plumbing and building is a difficult matter. ASPRO allows professionals to be rated by their peers and apprentices, journeymen and masters. This makes it easier to hire a professional with an appropriate level of experience at an appropriate rate. ASPRO also helps to improve the quality of the work by introducing a process of review of the work done by another professional, thus raising the standard of work done. The hirer will be able to contribute his own rating of both the professional and the reviewer, thus providing useful consumer information for future buyers of the services. 14. Trust-led organization management. ASPRO enables new forms of decentralized organization. In the trust-led organization management model, ASPRO members can participate in projects, select the project task that they will work on, and receive PECUs for accomplishing the tasks. The PECUs, in turn, can be used to purchase goods and services on ASPRO, fund projects, and enable them to take part in project-related decision-making. 15. Reputation-based currencies. ASPRO's internal economy is based on PECUs, which is a form of reputation-based currency. Enabling ASPRO members to buy or sell goods and services on the network from each other. ASPRO provides the mechanisms to enable members to create and exchange their own reputation-based currencies for their own purposes. Amongst other things, this will enable users of existing local currencies such as LETs and time banks to bring their schemes online and into the ASPRO networks and provide them with an accounting system. 16. Spam-free advertising. ASPRO provides a new form of opt-in advertising, where you only see adverts relating to things you are interested in by filtering them via your trust map, and you actually get paid for viewing the adverts, which changes the economics of spam drastically by increasing its costs. 17. Multi-party bartering. Bartering is a money-free form of exchange. However, it is usually done in the form of a straight swap between two parties. This is because of the time and complexity involved in doing more complex barter transactions. ASPRO enables complex, multi-party barter exchanges by exploiting the power of the network. 18. Tool Creator Toolkit. ASPRO provides a toolkit that allows people to build and make available their own tools on the ASPRO network. If you have ideas on how to make Esper better, this will allow you or someone else to make those ideas a reality. This ensures that over time, Esper will be more useful to you and more effectively serves your needs. The toolkit enables the user to exploit the queryable structured data on the network and build or reuse composable services. 19. Cultural Commons. Esper is a huge supporter of the public domain and is intent on a vast expansion of it. It therefore provides tools and support for creating, storing, and searching public domain material. Esper also sets aside a portion of its profits in the form of PECUs to create a commons cultivation fund. This will be available to support projects that benefit the common welfare of humanity locally and or globally. Criteria that projects will have to meet include environmental sustainability, social justice, and contribution to the public domain. 20. Peer Bazaar. Esper ensures that bloggers and others that make recommendations of value will receive PECUs for doing so. This is done in a simple, easy-to-use way. A portion of all transactions is contributed back to those who made the recommendations that led to those transactions. 21. Collaborative Media Platform. Imagine a cross between YouTube and MySpace that's on steroids. This gives you an idea of the power of Esper's collaborative media platform. It enables people to create, edit, and share video or audio content collaboratively. It provides media tools suitable for both professionals and amateurs. 22. Swarm Awareness. Do you know what your family, friends, and colleagues are doing right now? Esper enables you to keep track what the people you care about are doing and their whereabouts in a way that respects privacy, both theirs and yours, on the basis of given permissions and mesh identities. This allows for greater forms of serendipity. So if, for example, a friend happens to be in the same area at the same time, you are made aware of this and you can arrange to meet for a drink. 23. Hive Intelligence. By aggregating the knowledge and intelligence of members of the network, Esper enables the harnessing of a new form of hive intelligence. This can be used in surprising ways, such as prediction markets. 24. Ecology 1 million. In order to support ethical shopping and sustainable economic development, Esper is supporting the creation of the Ecology 1 Million Index, which will only list companies that meet the criteria regarding ethical trade and environmental sustainability. This provides assurance that Esper members are buying from companies that are making a positive difference in the world by contributing to the welfare of the natural commons we all depend on by conducting their business in an ecologically sound manner. Esper, 24 concepts to change the web and the world. This was brought to you by Radio 24, the radio to enable the world. For more information on Esper, please visit 24weeks.com. Thank you.